USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The president and CEO of Save the Children says it's impossible for her staff in Gaza to work in a safe and quality way.
Humanitarian organizations like ours, we're really running out of words to describe how bad it is.
Yonti Soripto said on CBS's Face the Nation, humanitarian organizations cannot safely deliver aid because of attacks and shelling. She said the recent seven-day ceasefire wasn't nearly enough and that the Rafah crossing between Egypt and Gaza wasn't designed for the amount of aid that needs to come through. She mentioned other places where Save the Children had provided assistance, like Afghanistan, Sudan, and Ethiopia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu commended the United States for vetoing a Gaza ceasefire resolution at the United Nations on Friday. He praised the decision on Saturday, asserting that it would be contradictory to support Hamas's elimination, also calling for a ceasefire. Netanyahu announced that Israel would persist in its offensive on the Gaza Strip. Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Texas is $2.63, which is down 11 cents from last week. Texas is among 21 states under $3 a gallon, although the national average is at $3.16. California drivers are paying the highest prices, with unleaded regular averaging $4.72 a gallon. I'm Skip Kelly.
Actor Ryan O'Neal has died. O'Neal was nominated for Best Actor Oscar in 1970. For his role in Love Story, and was nominated for a Golden Globe for his 1973 film Paper Moon, which also starred his daughter Tatum O'Neal. Ryan O'Neal died on Friday afternoon at the age of 82. He is survived by four children and five grandchildren. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
At least six people are dead, dozens more are injured after multiple tornadoes tore through Tennessee Saturday. Two adults and one child were killed in Clarksville, while three others died in Madison, just north of Nashville. At least 23 more have been hospitalized with injuries. State officials say they're in a search and rescue phase to see if there are more dead or hurt, and reported some residents were found trapped in their homes. Additionally, more than 80,000 homes and businesses lost power as severe weather struck the central part of the state. What does President Biden think of his son's indictment?
The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president,
he loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I will not comment on this and refer you to the Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 19. The indictment contends he expended funds on drugs, escorts, opulent properties, and exotic cars. If convicted, the charges carry a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. I'm John Schaefer.
Dollar General's changing course regarding self-checkout. CEO Todd Vasos mentioned during an earnings call that this shift aids sales by fostering human interaction and reducing wait time at the counters. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.